Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Featured on today's program are the orchestras of Glenn Miller, Billy Butterfield, Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra on vocals, Gene Krupa with Helen Ward, Erskine Hawkins, and Fletcher Henderson. In 1942, Glenn Miller was at the height of his popularity, making boatloads of money, when he decided to do his part for the war effort, so he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Naturally, he found himself leading a military band in England. In 1944, while flying in a small plane over the English Channel, the plane was lost with all on board. Miller was only 40 years old. We'll start this set with Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton, and the Modern Airs singing a patriotic song dating back to the Civil War, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and then an instrumental, Anvil Chorus.
Up and they'll all turn out,
and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Get ready for the jubilee.
Hooray, hooray.
He'll get three cheers from you and me.
Hooray, hooray.
Uncle Sam will prove he's still the champ. He'll close up shop and break up camp.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home.
When Johnny comes marching home.
You're tuned into Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Billy Butterfield was born in Middletown, Ohio in 1917. He played the trumpet in bands while attending medical school and decided that he liked playing music better. At 20, he joined the Bob Crosby Orchestra for 3 years and then played with Artie Shaw, Les Brown, and Benny Goodman. Butterfield was drafted into the Army, and upon his return, he quickly formed his own swing band in 1946. This orchestra lasted just 2 years, going the way of most large bands in the late 1940s. Butterfield remained active in jazz until he passed away in 1988 at age 71. I've got three instrumentals by the Butterfield Band of 1946. Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Jeepers Creepers, What Is There to Say, and Blue Lou.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Frank Sinatra was often accused of being a mafia gangster during his lifetime, at a time when many nightclubs and music venues, personal agents, and of course Las Vegas, were all connected to mobsters. It was difficult not to be familiar with them. There is no doubt that Sinatra associated with mobsters like Lucky Luciano and Sam Giancana, but it was never proven that Sinatra was involved in any illegal activities whatsoever. This next set has three songs by Sinatra and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, Our Love Affair, Oh Look at Me Now, and Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's It's Always You.
not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much.
Oh, look at you now.
I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much.
Oh, look at you now. You're a new man, better than Casanova at his best.
With a new heart, a brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
So you're the guy who turned out a lover.
Yes, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at you now.
He's not the guy who cared about love, and he's not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Cared about much, but look at him now.
I'm a lover.
He never knew the technique of kissing. He never knew the thrill he could get from her touch. Never knew much, but look at him now.
Man, I really come on.
He's a new man, better than
Casanova at his best, rider.
With a new start, a brand new heart,
he's so proud he's busting his vest. So he's the guy who turned out a lover. So he's the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at me now.
He's a new man, better than Casanova at his best. He's got some new jive and it's really fine.
Why, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
He's a lover. Yes, we know he's a lover. Yes.
I laughed at those blue diamond rings. Just one of those things.
But look at him now.
Jack, I'm ready.
Look at him now.
Till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, It's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. Helen Ward was born in New York City in 1913. Her father taught her to play piano as a child, then she took up singing as a teenager. Her first professional job was in a duo with Burton Lane, whom she met because his aunt played bridge with her mother. She sang with several more bands around New York City until she came to the attention of Benny Goodman. She joined up from 34 to 36 and helped make Goodman's orchestra one of the best in America. She and Goodman had a romantic affair and almost got married, but Goodman called it off. After she left Goodman, she worked only in studios with Gene Krupa, Bob Crosby, Harry James, and others. She became less involved with music in the 1950s and 60s. She passed away in 1998 at age 82. Here's Helen Ward with the Gene Krupa Band on Mutiny in the Parlor, I'm Gonna Clap My Hands, and Feeling High and Happy.
Now I'm a sailor and you are the hoop.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Erskine Ramsey Hawkins grew up poor in Birmingham, Alabama. His parents actually named him Erskine Ramsey to get a free bank account from a wealthy industrialist with a big ego for giving their son his name. Hawkins worked odd jobs to purchase a second-hand trumpet and played in street corner bands. In 1935, he formed the Alabama State Collegians while going to college. A few years later, the band was a regular at the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Hawkins Orchestra from 1941, No Use Squawkin', Sometimes, and Uncle Bud.
Thank you. get wondering. Sometimes when blue shadows fall, I think of you with someone's arms about you. While I'm so alone and blue without you, sometimes I get to dreaming of days we once knew, wondering if you think of me sometimes the way I always think of you. Darling, the way I think of you.
Swinging with the Doctor. James Fletcher Henderson was born in Cuthbert, Georgia, in 1897. His parents were both teachers, and his mother taught him to play the piano. He went to Atlanta University and graduated with degrees in chemistry and mathematics in 1920. Henderson moved to New York City to find work as a chemist, but his race limited his prospects, so he turned to music, lucky for us. After going on tour with Ethel Waters, Henderson started his own band. He played at the Roseland Ballroom for 10 years. In 1924, Louis Armstrong joined for a year. Henderson was not a good businessman, and the band broke up in 1934. Henderson sold many of his charts to Benny Goodman, who later became very popular. Henderson reformed the orchestra, but it broke up for good in 1939. So he joined Benny Goodman as pianist and arranger. He suffered a stroke in 1950 and passed away 2 years later at 55. This last set contains three instrumentals by the Henderson Big Band, Moonrise on the Lowlands, Hotter Than L, and Grand Terrace Rhythm, referring to the famous music venue and gangster hangout in Chicago.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.